Now we're going to talk about vitamin D and the importance of vitamin D to the body. Vitamin D appears to have been important for over 500 million years, as 500 million years ago there were phytoplankton which have been using sunlight to make vitamin D, and apparently it's needed for absorption of calcium. So the receptors for activated vitamin D are everywhere in the body. Even brain cells appear to have vitamin D receptors. And some of the benefits, we now know that it's definitely important for bone health. It may be involved in prevention of certain types of cancer, prostate, breast. It may be important for prevention of various diseases such as asthma, heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes. It may have a role to play in prevention of autoimmune disorders such as multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes. Apparently may play a role in depression, schizophrenia, Alzheimer's. And so let's look at how do you actually produce vitamin D. Well, you start off by absorbing sunlight in your skin, and in particular you need the UVB part of the sunlight, and these have these rays have a wavelength of 290 to 319 nanometers. So you absorb them in your skin and they convert cholesterol to something called cholecalciferol, which travels in your blood, goes to the liver, and the liver and the kidneys are then going to make a couple of changes to this, and the liver is going to convert it to something called hydroxycholecalciferol, and then it will go to the kidneys where it becomes the activated form, which is dihydroxycholecalciferol, and it can then be used by cells. And it's a steroid, and it seems to work by turning on genes in the cells. It has many, many important roles, as I've already said. So let's look at one of them. And one of them is in the bone and absorption of calcium. So to absorb calcium, you need a hormone called parathyroid hormone, important in the homeostasis and the regulation of calcium and phosphate in the blood. It prevents your blood calcium from becoming too low. And it will help maintain homeostasis by releasing calcium from your bones and helping reabsorb it from your urine. Plus, it enhances the intestinal reabsorption of calcium by the activation of vitamin D, and it will stimulate your kidneys to form the activated form of vitamin D, and then that will allow you to absorb more of it. And so you can see it has an incredibly important role throughout the body. And as we look at diseases, it's important because many diseases appear to have a role played by vitamin D in terms of prevention.